Well, Sarah, I don't know about you, but I have a feeling the malls are going to be quite a war zone this weekend.
Just a little busy.
It's just a bit busy. The last weekend to shop before Christmas, and because I'm such a go-getter, I will be out there and in the midst of that madness a little bit as well.
I will pray for you.
Thank you.
And anybody else who's going out this weekend to go shopping.
It's going to be something for sure. But
I just have to wrap. That's it.
There you
go. But even though I still feel pressure. Like, it's like, it's so close.
I know. It's, next week already. My goodness.
Holy man.
All right. What do we got on our Country Music Insider today?
It is that time of year when Billboard puts together their list of the top 10 highest grossing country music tours from 2024.
Okay.
Number one, Zach Bryan's Quittin' Time Tour.
Really?
Brought in over $321 million.
Oh, must be nice.
Luke Combs was number two with his Growing Up and Getting Old tour, $173 million. And then number three was Kenny Chesney's Sun Goes Down tour at $159 million. Might seem a little odd that Morgan Wallen wasn't included on the list for his One Night at a Time tour, but that's because the bulk of his tour shows were in 2023.
That's right.
Yeah. Comedian Nate Bargatze's Nashville Christmas special aired last night, and this is like, he normally does it as like a variety show.
Okay.
But one of the awesome parts was Carrie Underwood showed up and did Santa Claus Is Coming to Town with Darius Rucker.
Right on. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. I'm not familiar with this guy's work, but you say he's a hilarious guy.
He's one of like the nice. He's kind of seen as like the nicest guy in comedy. Like,
okay.
He's so funny, very down to earth, very like topical, and like, he's so funny.
I'm sure I've probably seen him on one of those like YouTube shorts that pops up, but
he's definitely one of those guys that I think you would know his face. And then other guests included in the variety show were Jelly Roll and Martina McBride.
Sweet.
Dolly Parton was recently asked what her wish would be for the holiday season, and here's what she had to say.
Peace and goodwill toward men. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
So that is my wish, that people are trying to put aside all their differences and all their things and just trying to find that peace that comes from Christmas and that peace within themselves. Just try to love one another. It would be great if we could do it all the time, but at least try to make an effort to do it on Christmas, because that's the Christ time.
Yeah, peace and goodwill, hey?
I love Dolly.
Ah, that's all she wants. That's
right?
It for Christmas. Can we do that for Dolly?
Dolly for president.
Yeah, don't
Dolly
do it
for prime minister.
Don't do it for me. Do it for Dolly, all right?
Yeah.